Thanks, Brad. Good morning. As we reported 2 weeks ago, the Arcata City Council is considering a ballot measure that would add a user's tax to PG&E customers who exceed electrical usage above 300% of PG&E's baseline usage. The Energy Committee will discuss the issue at its meeting on Monday. If the council approves the tax hike, it would head to the November ballot for the voters to decide. The city has a goal to decrease greenhouse gas emissions by 20% in 2012, and the tax is aimed at those who abuse PG&E's care program, especially those who run grow houses inside city limits. As an example, a customer who uses electrical heat would have to have a bill over $760 per month to be considered for the tax, and the Energy Committee encourages residents with questions or concerns to attend the meeting on Monday. Arcata Fire Chief John McFarland has informed the department's board of directors that he will retire again. December 21st will be McFarland's last day with Arcata Fire, a department he's worked for since 2005. This will be McFarland's third retirement. His first came with the City of Eureka. Back in 2002, he was immediately hired by Crescent City and served as chief there until 2005, when after retiring, he was hired by Arcata. McFarland began his career in 1966 as a volunteer while a student at HSU. He was then hired by Eureka Fire in 1970 and served in every rank until his retirement in 2002. He created the Del Norte Fire Academy at the College of the Redwoods campus in Crescent City, and after 39 years is ready to step down. The District Attorney's Office announced that 30-year-old Martin Alvarado of Pico Rivera has pleaded guilty to several assaults he committed on the Humboldt State campus in 2010. Alvarado pleaded to sexual assault, assault with a deadly weapon, and false imprisonment for his actions on the night of October 24, 2010. That's when he sexually assaulted a female victim in student housing and then assaulted more students before police were able to restrain and arrest him. Alvarado faces up to 6 years in prison, will have to register as a sex offender once he's released. More KINS News. It's after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
It's time now for our Meet the Candidates segment. Here's reporter Dan Squire with more.
Between now and the June 5th election, we will regularly feature interviews with the candidates running for local office. Today we feature the candidates for the 2nd District Supervisor seat and their views on one thing they would change in government if they had the power. Up first is incumbent Cliff Clendenin.
Supportive housing. Now that's housing that would come with services. This would have people that would, you know, would be mental health professionals. There would be available services of any kind, somebody to make sure that somebody took their meds. This could be for seniors, disabled. We've got 35% vets out on the street. We're going to need in the county a housing trust fund, probably to put some seed money. This will be a complicated arrangement, just as complicated as the Mac Center was.
Challenger Estelle Fennell answered as well. Here's an excerpt from her answer.
Mr. Girard has stepped down from his seat at the planning department, so I believe now that supervisors should audit and or study these two recently divided departments, the planning and economic development. We need to find out what the scope of legal work is for those departments, and we need to how to staff them, and more importantly, how to be responsive to the needs of all of us in Humboldt County. I believe that if we're efficient in designing one department, we can save money, which could then be applied to other needs.
You can hear the full interviews of both candidates by going to our website, KINS1063.com.
Thank you, Dan. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.